This is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, this afternoon, they're going to be the views of L.A. Marzulli, who has written a fascinating book. First of all, he's written a trilogy in the past. It was fictional. It was called the Nephilim Trilogy, and it sold very well, the Nephilim Trilogy. And now he's written a book called, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And you may wonder what politics has to do with the supernatural, and that as you begin analyzing what he's writing, it has everything to do with it. Certainly, if you believe in the Christian story, and he points out something that I'd never really thought of, although it's one of those things that's self-evident. If you believe in the Christian story, you have to accept that there is a supernatural realm to everything. After all, what could be more supernatural than a virgin birth, which we celebrate at Christmas time, or this Easter story where a man is killed and then he comes back to life? Those things don't happen in the regular world, but they do happen in a supernatural world, because those are certainly supernatural events. Well, with that as a background, Mr. Marzulli, thank you so very much for being with us.
Great to be here, Stan. Thanks so much.
Well, I want you to sort of pick up the story and what motivated you to write this, where you're going with this story, and why the supernatural is going to play such an important part in what happens in the coming years and months.
Well, I guess what motivated me in the beginning was I felt like even with the Nephilim trilogy, so many readers of fiction enjoyed the series, but then there's a whole, what's what I'm searching for here, there's just millions of people that don't like fiction and kind of poo-poo it. And so I realized that I was an entire audience that I really hadn't tapped yet, and that's the reason, the fundamental reason why I decided to write, I need to take this information that I've researched for over 25 years and write a treatise. And of course, as I was doing the research and just kind of mulling it over in my mind to maybe write this treatise, my father actually was the inspiration behind it. He said, why don't you write a book and call it On Politics and Prophecy? And then I said, well, you know, Dad, that's a great idea. And then I threw the supernatural in, and then, of course, it evolved into the subtitle, which is The Coming Great Deception and the Luciferian Endgame. So that really is the impetus behind writing the book Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And it really is it's a treatise. It's at the end of the book, there's like 25 pages of footnotes, web page links. It's well-researched, and I really believe I've connected some dots that so far, at least for my limited scope, have not been connected by other authors. And so I was excited in writing the book. I think it's got a wealth of information in it. And what it really does, there's a quote that I came up with that's repeated all through the book, and it's simply this: the current political landscape is in direct correlation to supernatural events that happened, in some cases, millennia ago. And of course, what I mean by that is that the present political landscape, meaning right now the United States, what we believe in, let's say the Middle East, what the Middle East believes in, what inspires radical jihad throughout the world, all of these, the three I just mentioned, this country, as you gave me the lead into the interview today, you talked about, Jesus being born of a virgin, which is Christmas, which is a national holiday, which we celebrate, and of course, several months later, we celebrate Easter. These are unbelievable supernatural events that happened millennia ago, and yet we see our whole culture in the United States is really founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and really the book we're talking about has to do with politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, and it's got a wonderful chronology of Israel from the times of the prophets right up until the present day, and some of the things that has happened there. One of the things I'd forgotten about was Hezekiah, and of course he was quite willing to make any of the concessions that the Assyrians wanted, and give them everything out of his treasury. And then God intervenes and kills, destroys this army of 185,000 Assyrians. So Hezekiah really didn't have to make the concessions that he did, because God intervened in that war. Does God intervene in wars today? Is that something that just only happened in the past? Or does God participate in what's going on in Israel, and indeed in politics throughout the world today? So with that as a background, Mr. L.A. Marzulli, please pick up the story from there.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Stan. I believe, without any doubt, that God intervenes. And the whole idea of his word, specifically for his prophetic word, which tells us the future with 100% accuracy, unlike seers, let's say, like Nostradamus or Gene Dixon or Edgar Cayce, who, maybe you're 60%, and then even that is doubted because the details aren't exactly the way the prophecy was spelled out by some of these seers. One of my favorite ones is the people who run Nostradamus up the flagpole of legitimacy, say that, well, look, you know, he predicted the rise of Hitler. Well, when you look at the prophecy from Nostradamus, it's Hister, H-I-S-T-E-R. It's not even close, in my opinion. So even though they came from the Rhine Valley, you know, try Googling Hister and see what comes up. It certainly has nothing to do with the madman that was responsible for World War II. But, you know, getting back into the prophetic message of God's Word in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it says very specifically some prophecies which I think every Christian should be aware of. But not only that, I think if world leaders sat down and read this, maybe we'd have a different outcome, or maybe we could change it. Who knows? But it talks about very specifically that in the latter days, in the end times, the nation of Israel would be regathered from the four corners of the earth and reestablished in their homeland. Of course, we see in 1948 that's exactly what happened. The backstory of that, of course, is AD 70, almost 2,000 years ago, Titus comes in with his legions, wipes out Jerusalem, slaughters almost 1 million inhabitants, and the rest of them are scattered throughout the Roman Empire, thus starting the what we call the diaspora. And Jerusalem, which fulfills yet another prophecy, is trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles has passed, is over. And of course, we see that in 1967, during the 67 war, when Israel comes in and recaptures the city of Jerusalem, really for the first time in almost 2,000 years. So there's like a dual prophetic fulfillment happening right in our lifetime, 148, the other one in 67. So this, unfortunately, after Ezekiel 37, which speaks of Israel coming and being regathered into the homeland, there's Ezekiel 38. Now, what I believe happens is, getting back to the whole political thing, which we talked about in the first segment, the United States believing that in this Jesus as a God, and of course, I personally, he's my Savior, he's my Lord, but regardless of that, the supernatural events that this country believes in and really was founded on has shaped our body politic. Same thing in Israel. In Israel, they believe that Moses parted the Red Sea. They believe in the Ten Commandments given to him. They believe in the Passover. In fact, they celebrate the Passover, believing that the angel of death passed over the firstborn of the Israelites, killing the Egyptians' firstborn. And of course, that was the one event which allowed, or I should say, was the fulcrum that kind of moved Pharaoh off the dime, as it were, and Pharaoh finally let the Israelites go. So they believe in these supernatural events that Passover is like about 4,000 years old. So we see that these things go way back, and yet they shape the body politic today. The radical jihadists believe in certain verses of the Quran, which they use, of course, to justify the slaughter of everyone and anybody and anything who basically disagrees with Islam or is not of the House of Islam, and they are of the House of War. So the fact that the Israelis are back in their homeland is like an atrocity, literally an atrocity to the jihadists. And that's why when you have fellows like the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, saying that Israel is a dry river tree soon to be plucked up by its root and cast into the sea, and other vitriol from the president of Iran. So where this is shaping up, I believe, is setting the stage for the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy. And of course, the politics are involved in that prophecy, and we see the nations that Ezekiel spells out are actually lining up and getting ready, I believe, for this attack, and I think it could happen at any time. In fact, just this week, there's been things on the Debka file, things on the Drudge Report, really all over the internet, talking about just the jockeying of position and the troops, and Syria saying one thing, but maybe leading to something else, and Israel saying that any Israelis traveling in these countries should immediately take note and return to Israel or cut their stay short. So, I mean, the flags are being raised if you know where to look. I think, and even a couple of weeks ago, Ahmadinejad once again, major saber rattling, talking about a summer war in the region. And, of course, that can only mean going up against the land of unwalled villages, i.e. Israel. But the third leg of the book, politics, prophecy, and supernatural, the supernatural part, I believe that the Ezekiel 38-39 war actually triggers supernatural events, which the Bible speaks about specifically in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, where Jesus himself saying, if things that are coming on the earth, men will fear. Men will tremble in fear for things coming on the earth. Second Thessalonians talks about that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. And I believe the supernatural events that are coming on the earth will be literally unprecedented as the Luciferian agenda begins to take hold. And you say, well, Lynn, what are some of these things? And basically, we've had this discussion before, Dr. Stan, and you recall, like, spoke about the mile-wide UFO being sighted over the English Channel by two separate airline pilots. And, of course, this to me is like a harbinger, almost a dry run of what kind of stuff we're going to be looking at and seeing. And, of course, what if we wake up one morning after the Ezekiel 38-39 war happens and Israel has responded with its nuclear arsenal, wiping out the advancing army, and we see over the cities of the world these mile-wide or 2-mile-wide or even 3-mile-wide craft. And you say, well, you know, UFOs and people kind of poo-poo those things, and yet there are 10,000 sightings per year globally of these things, and that's from a man called George Filer, who has a weekly update called Filer Files, and he sends me these reports and has a mailing list and sends them out, and he gathers them from all over the world, and so there are many of them. And what's amazing is that the media just kind of poo-poos these things. If you recall, several weeks ago on Larry King's show, there was a panel of people that ufologists, skeptics, and one astronaut, Buzz Aldrin, who were discussing the idea of UFOs and are they legitimate, are they not. Of course, Stan Friedman and Jesse Marcel, whose father actually handled the record jet at Roswell and brought some of it home and let his son handle it, who was 11 years old at the time. The part of the panel believe that these UFOs are everywhere and we're seeing them. And what was interesting to me was the former governor of Phoenix, Arizona, former governor of Arizona was there, and the first thing this man did is apologize to his constituency for making light of this whole Phoenix Light thing. For those of you who don't know what the Phoenix Light or the backstory is, simply this, that about a decade ago, a very large craft passed over the city of Phoenix. It had lights on it. It was witnessed by literally thousands of people. And when the media took over it, got a hold of it, they, of course, they, you know, ran silly stories and poo-pooed it. And the governor himself at the time had someone dressed up as a little gray alien dancing around the stage, and they had a real hoot fest with the whole thing, and everybody yucked it up, and that was the end of it. Well, now it's about a decade later, he's on Larry King's show, the former governor of Arizona, and the first thing he does is apologizes to his constituency for making light of the situation, and then in front of millions of viewers, he admits publicly that he was in Phoenix and he actually saw the craft, and the governor's own words, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I think it's a fairly accurate quote. He said that whatever it was not of this earth. So I find those reports that are current, that are happening, you know, real time, and there's other things like crop circles which are happening, especially right now in England, and some of them, one of them very recently, was discovered by a film crew who had staked out this one field and just on the chance that maybe another crop circle would appear. Now, the reason why they did that was several years ago, they were there at the field, but I guess they didn't have the photographic equipment, and lo and behold, there was an unbelievable crop circle. So it cut to the chase. These guys stake out all this infrared equipment, and they stake out the field, and around 3:30 there's this flash of light, which they record, and about 30, 40 minutes later it starts to get light. England is in a higher latitude than we are, so it's kind of a land of the midnight sun sort of thing. You know, very long days, short nights, and around close to 4 o'clock in the morning it became light, and they could see this pristine new image in the field of a crop circle. And of course I have lumped all this phenomena together as being part of the great deception that the Luciferians will use literally to, if you're not grounded in the Word of God, if you're not born again, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, if the Holy Spirit is not dwelling within you, you will be deceived. It's just as simple as that. You will be deceived. You'll believe a lie.
And of course, one of the lies is, these are critters from outer space. These are our space aliens, who are here visiting us, or maybe even visiting us again, that we were originally brought here by the space aliens. And that is all part of the effort to divert attention away from that fact that these are metaphysical. They are manifestations of the other dimension, the demonic dimension. And hey, how clever it is, you know, to set up a straw man, and that's the little gray man from outer space, and then knock that idea down. The last thing they want is the American people to realize what this is really about. Well, we hear that music, so
I hear the bubble music, which is why I remain silent.
We'll be back in just a moment here. to discuss more of this fascinating book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
The UFOs are supernatural manifestations of the other dimension, and I think you. I think as we look and see what's happening today as far as the Israel is concerned, just reading before I came out here, that many people are talking about a war there, perhaps in a matter of months, if not weeks. And there is no way from a military point of view that Israel can survive, 10 or 20,000 missiles coming in one day into that little tiny country. So, who knows what's going to happen? I certainly don't know. But I think that this bodes very badly for Israel. I believe it bodes badly for the United States because we're going to be involved in the war over there. And there will be ramifications here at home financially and militarily and terror-wise and the loss of our freedom. But I think we're going to have to look at this from the lens and through the lens of the spiritual as well as from the lens of the material world that we live in. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I agree. I actually got cut off. I missed a good, I'm not sure how, maybe at least a minute, but I'm reconnected now. So I'll pick up what I heard you talk about, a possible war in Israel and, of course, over here. I'm on the net right now as we speak. I'm looking. Here's a lead story. Authorities warn of dirty bomb attack. Are we prepared? In my book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, I talk about and I've actually researched this, and I believe that there are between 2 and 20 dirty bombs or perhaps even live nukes. In other words, a dirty bomb is a bomb that is just radioactive and it can wipe out a certain part of the city where you couldn't go into that part of the city anymore. And that would be, let's say, if you set one up, God forbid, on Wall Street. Well, you couldn't use Wall Street. You couldn't go there for a while, years, decades, until the radiation finally dissipated, something like Chernobyl, that type of a kind of what a dirty bomb is. But of course the live nukes are these small suitcase nukes with the detonation codes, and from my research, Osama and others of his ilk have been trying desperately to get these, whether they have, some people believe that they're already here, and this is why some of the saber rattling, especially from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran, talking about us and Israel with the same breath and kind of wagging his head, saying, we have this thing under control and you don't know what's coming. And of course the recent tapes by Al-Qaeda, the same deal, saying that we're going to, if things are happening even bigger than 9/11. Now, I'm not a fear monger in the sense that, I'm not trying to scare anyone, but if the research points to several things, and the first major point would be this, that after 9/11, if I had been president or had control, the first thing I would have done would be seal and secure the borders. That was not done. And even now that they've passed the fence legislation, they're dragging their feet. The borders are basically as porous as ever. People are coming over that thing, and who knows in the last 6-7 years what has come across that border. Some of my research has pointed to the fact that these dirty bombs and live nukes are already in place, and they're just waiting. In other words, just like 9/11, when the terrorists sat and waited like 6 to 7 years, they planned, they waited, and then when everything is ripe, that's when they made their move. And you got to remember, there were 4 airliners hijacked that day, and they were successful. They were successful. So it's like I heard one of the commercials at the break on your, saying that if something like another terrorist attack happens, the government can't protect you. And to look at that, look at Katrina. Just look at Katrina. That's not a terrorist attack. It's just an act of nature. The government, couldn't really protect the citizens of Louisiana. They just couldn't do it. Of New Orleans. I mean, they just couldn't do it. And that's why the crime and people were stranded and there was no food and no... So it's like, with that in mind, I think we need to be prepared. But I believe that when this... I believe it's a simultaneous attack. I believe it's a two-prong attack. They go up against the land of unwalled villages, i.e. Israel, and the jihadists and this group of confederacy of Islamic nations come up against us and this country with the already smuggled into this country suitcase nukes and dirty bombs. When this event happens, which I believe is the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39, I believe it will trigger the supernatural and things will start to manifest. And I believe at this point it will be like a mega lever. It will be a worldview shift that, it's interesting. In the book of Revelation, we hear that there's going to be a one-world government and a one-world commerce system. And the question is, How does that happen? What
well,
will we
have to,
how does that happen?
You're going to have to hold off. We'll be back in just a moment.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Mr. L.A. Marzulli. And before we go on, would you like to get your website out, tell people how they can get copies of your book?
I'd love to. Thanks so much. It's the best place to get it. Actually, Amazon is completely sold out, and it's the book is number one, listed number one in under new releases, under prophecies. It's been that way for about 3 or 4 weeks now, so it's selling, and Amazon's completely sold out. But you can get it by going to my website, which is www.spiral, like a spiral staircase, spiral of life, spiralofLife.com, spiralofLife.com, and just follow the links. You can also sign up for a monthly newsletter where I send out to people who it's $1.50 a month. You can cancel at any time. What's great about that is it continues with the updates because there's stuff that's happening so quickly and the pieces are moved around, and I do a lot of watching. I do a lot of monitoring of websites and news agencies, and that's where I kind of keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening. So www.spiralofLife.com.
SpiralofLife.com. We live in one of the most dangerous, frightening, terrifying, and yet fulfilling periods in all history, because I think we are going to see prophecies that people have dreamed of and talked about for 2,000 years coming to pass. So anyway, let's pick this story up. Certainly you're talking about the fact that you think that we're going to begin to see supernatural events. Tell us a little bit about this UFO that had been sighted over the English Channel. How long ago was that? Because I hadn't heard that story.
Yeah, the UFO was about 3 to 4 weeks ago. It was sighted by two different pilots and different airplanes. And, you know, for these guys, first of all, to come on the record and tell us that they saw something. Most often, pilots don't say a word because they realize that if they do, they can be under scrutiny. The press, they just don't go there. So they just kind of look at each other and that's it. Every mum's the word. But these two pilots decided to come forward. Thank God they did. This thing, at least according to the witnesses, was about a mile wide. I mean, just a huge UFO. And it was sighted by two different pilots. They saw this thing for quite some time. It was, interestingly enough, it did not show up on radar. It was only a visual sighting. But a couple of weeks after that, over the mainland, a group of people looked up and saw, now whether it's the same ship or another ship, who knows, but this thing was huge, according to eyewitness accounts who saw it. It was at least a mile wide, according to witnesses. So whether it's the same UFO or not, who knows, but I believe that there's a lot more than just one flying around. And there's a purpose, and I believe the purpose is the coming Luciferian deception, the coming great deception of a Luciferian endgame. When they come here, what if they begin to tell us that, first of all, the aliens, genetically manipulated us 20 to 30,000 years ago for primitive man, that they established in different parts of the earth avatars, holy men, seers, prophets, and instilled in them genetically and gave them visions. What if they have holographic film, let's say, of the crucifixion, showing Jesus' resurrection was not by the hand of the Father, as we believe, but by actual ET intervention? I quote in the book Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, a Presbyterian minister, Barry Downing, who actually believes, and he's gone on record and written a book about it, he believes that all the miracles of both the Old and New Testament are actually driven and by the extraterrestrial. In other words, the ET, the extraterrestrial dash aliens, are responsible for all the miracles of both the Old and New Testament. For instance, parting of the Red Sea? Well, that's not Moses, that's a ship above. The pillar by day, cloud of fire by night, that whole thing, or the pillar of fire by night and cloud by day, again, that's hiding an alien ship, which, you know, guides the Israelites through the desert. The Ten Commandments given by E.T. when God the Father appears on Mount Sinai, and everything quakes, that's another E.T. Intervention. When Jesus is walking on the water, changing the wine, all E.T. intervention. All his miracles are, according to Downing, traced to E.T. intervention. And of course, this slams our faith. And here's the deal. Unless you're born again and spirit-filled, you'll believe a lie, you'll believe a deception. Right before the break, I was discussing in the book of Revelation, it talks about a one-world monetary system, which may be the chip implant that they're talking about. Certainly, it could go there very easily, and which, you know, we'd fulfill that prophecy. But the other leg of that is a one-world religious system. How the heck are you going to get the peoples of the world to come under that umbrella? And one way you could do it would be to have holographic film of E.T. directly intervening in the lives of men for the last three or 4,000 years or whatever. Now you say, Lynn, that's really far out. And I agree, that is very far out. But there's an event that happened which I believe is a harbinger of these events to come. It's sort of a dry run that they did, a precursor, if you will, to the events spoken of in Revelation, and that simply is the Fatima apparitions of 1917. And here's the caveat before I launch into that, that I'm not out to bash Catholics. That's not what I'm into doing here. But there was a phenomenon, there was an event that happened in 1917 in a small town of Fatima, Portugal, which many priests of the Catholic Church at the time had red flags. They thought it was demonic. Now, the Church has since looked at this and approved those apparitions of Fatima. But my research and the books I have read, and just in talking to different people, I believe that what we actually saw, or what the people, the witnesses saw, was a manifestation of a UFO.
Well, I think the important thing about Fatima is that here was a supernatural event that was witnessed by some 70,000 people. I mean, there were people from the press there. There were people from the government, people from all over, every trade. I mean, everybody had come to see this supernatural event that had been announced by the children who had been in contact with a being that they felt was Mary, Mother Mary. And, you know, so there's no, we can question what happened, but the one thing we cannot question is that something did happen with 70,000 witnesses, a major event, a supernatural event, and the question is, what was it?
I agree. And what was interesting, and the reason why I brought that up, is 70,000 people in the field that day, their worldview was changed instantaneously. They saw this thing, and they had no experience. They had nothing to base it on. They were completely wowed by whatever this thing was. Of course, I believe it was demonic and a harbinger of what's coming. The eyewitnesses, countless eyewitnesses, describe it as a silver disc, a dull silver disc. We saw a spinning disc. We saw a disc of silver. We saw a disc that had different colors in it, on and on and on. Disc. The word disc is used continually. So it's not that the miracle of the sun falling from the sky, it's something else. But in 1917, the words UFO and flying saucer were not part of a lexicon. That didn't come till much later in the century. So the people are looking at this thing, and they have no way of expressing themselves. So they're saying, I'm looking up, and I saw a silver disc, a dull silver disc. Dr. Stan, I think if you and I were in that field today, we would have said, wow, a UFO. And I don't think we would have been deceived. And remember, the people in the field didn't hear anything. In other words, there was no message that the 70,000 in the field heard. Okay, they're not hearing any message of, you know, I am God, or I am this. They're just witnessing a supernatural event, and it so wowed and dazzled the crowd. Many of them thought the world was ending. They dropped to their knees. It was utter pandemonium, according to the eyewitness accounts. Literally, pandemonium took place because this thing descended from the sky, began to wobble, descended from the sky, and passed very low over the crowd. And the crowd, for all practical purposes, panicked, and people dropped to their knees. There was weeping. The end of the world. People thought it was the end of the world was happening. And of course, it wasn't the end of the world. And what's interesting is, when this happened, just several miles away, no one saw anything. At another village, like 10, 12 miles away, no one saw any of this. So it was a localized phenomena over that crowd, over that one spot in Fatima, Portugal. So it was certainly not the sun falling from the sky. That didn't happen. Otherwise, you know, more than one town of people would have seen the same phenomena. It was a localized event happening over that one particular town. But what's important, and you brought this up, it was undeniably a supernatural event. I believe it's a harbinger to the deception that's coming on the planet. And I think that's what it's going to be. When people see, when these things finally reveal themselves, it's all bets are off. And you say, well, why doesn't the government come forward and just say something? Why is it that they go out of their way to, you know, negate this and poke fun at it and keep it almost on the funny pages of the paper? And I believe there's a reason for that. They can't say anything. The moment, can you imagine turning on the 6 o'clock news or whatever, and if there's a government official saying, well, We've known about this for 60 years, and we want you to know that ET is real. I mean, you have mass panic. So they keep it in the wings. They just kind of look, gloss over the thing, hoping that no one gets serious about it. And yet, like I said earlier in the show, 10,000 sightings per year, and it's not going away, along with other manifestations like the Mothman manifestation in 66, 67, the ongoing cattle mutilations, the ongoing abduction phenomena, which is continuing today. All these things, I believe, are part of the end time mix of the Luciferian endgame, part of this deception that's coming on the planet. This is like the early salvos of the deception, and it's happening in real time, and it's happening to us now.
And Chris, also, I might mention that I think that there are people certain people within government who are in communication with this other dimension, and of course they are going to cover that up. The last thing they want is for the American people to really realize that we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against, you know, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. And I believe that these supernatural forces are working in our society, even within at least some element of our government today, actually covering that up. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would concur 100%. I believe that these guys are in cahoots. I believe in the Roswell crash. I also believe in the... I'll tell you a little sidebar that every now and then I kind of let out to select people, because I could maybe get into trouble with this one. But years ago, I was researching the Unholy Deception Book 2 in the trilogy, and I had a friend of mine introduced me to a two-star general, and I won't tell you what branch of the arm or whatever it was of the armed forces it was in. But I talked to this gentleman for about a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes into the interview. I had my questions all lined up, by this time I had him really relaxed. He was, you know, his guard was down. We were drinking lemonade. He was in a pair of shorts in the backyard, and he was reclining in one of those Chase lounge type things, and we're just sipping a lemonade, and he's really relaxed. And I asked him this question about 30, 40 minutes into the interview. I said, "So, General, what was it like the first time? What were your reactions the first time when you viewed the alien bodies recovered from the 1947 crash at Roswell?" Now, look, he never said yes or no, but this guy's body language went off the charts. And I mean off the charts. And if that means anything, certainly in a court of law, it wouldn't mean doodly squat. But, I mean, I saw that I hit a nerve, that there was something I hit when I probe. So I believe that I believe that these bodies were recovered. I believe our government knows about it. Interestingly enough, there was a gentleman who spoke up at Pepperdine University, which is fairly close to where I live, and I attended the lecture. And he was hoisting up the old flagpole, the idea that what it was a weather balloon that crashed. And he had a series of information that just wasn't true. One of them in particular was he was talking about that the bodies that these eyewitnesses saw were nothing more than crash test dummies. Well, that was completely debunked by Stan Friedman years ago when this report initially came out about the weather balloon, when the government released this huge file, said, you know, Roswell case closed, and said it was a weather balloon, Project Mogul, which was top secret at the time. And there's about 150 people in the room, and no one's questioning any of this stuff. And I raised my hand and go, "Sir, according to my research, the crash test dummies weren't used by the Air Force until 1952. Well, I caught the guy with his pants down, and it's like he fumbled and basically couldn't answer me and sort of poked fun at me for asking something like that. I finally just got up and left. I found out later that this guy used to work for the government and on part of the Air Force. So in my opinion, can't prove it, he's a shill. He's running around universities telling the public that what this really was Operation Mogul, the weather balloon. In fact, when I tried to open a dialogue with him, I had his email. I opened a dialogue with him, and I forwarded him all of Stan Friedman's copious research regarding the Project Mogul, and of course I never heard from him, so he just wasn't interested. I believe he was a shill. So all that to say that I believe the government knows exactly what's going on, and they've chosen the position that if we say anything, we could have mass panic. People aren't ready for this. We don't know how people like, you know, churches, and the impact on theologically would just be enormous. It could create a state of chaos which we might never recover. So of course, the aliens, quote, the Luciferians behind all this thing, are just waiting for the moment, and that's why I believe the event, the prophetic event being fulfilled in the Middle East, might be the event that triggers the supernatural, where finally we get full disclosure, and the aliens come up with their agenda, the idea that they created us, and they'll show us who God really is. So that's where I think it's going. That's why I wrote the book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. You can get that on my website, www.spiral, like a spiral staircase, spirallife.com, and it really gets into the nuts and bolts of what I think is going to happen.
Now, one more time, what is the website?
The website is Spiral, like a spiral staircase, spiral of, O-V-O-F, spiralofLife.com, spiralofLife.com.
And let me tell you, it's a fascinating read. We've really enjoyed it. In fact, we're going to have Mr. Elie Marzulli on several more times because I want him to tell you about the Mothman. M-O-T-H-M-A-N, and other things I'd never heard of before. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is another dimension out there. They even publish magazines like Skeptical Inquirer, and you know, to poo-poo the idea that there's anything supernatural to explain away any of these events that have taken place. To say there are no crop circles, there are no crop cattle manipulation, certainly there are no UFOs. It's all imaginary. Why? Because they want to conceal the existence of this supernatural realm, this other dimension from which the demonic comes today. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you on one of our programs again in the not-too-distant future.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan. Really appreciate it.
God bless.
God bless you too, sir.
Bye-bye. And that was Mr. L.A. Marzulli. You'll be fascinated by his book, and we'll get them on again real soon here at Radio Liberty. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and of course, much of what we talk about here does deal with the supernatural. We've got a great book. It's called Alien Encounters. It goes into this whole idea that the UFOs are real, but they're certainly not coming from outer space. And so if you'd like to get our four tapes, our book on Alien Encounters, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to get the material we have on the supernatural, we have a four-tape set, The Supernatural. And then, of course, we carry a book by one of the authors. It's called The Beautiful Side of Evil. Of course, the author was none other than Joanna Michelson, who was actually a medium. In real life, she was a medium. She had the ability to come in contact with the beings from the other dimension. So we hope that many of you want to get that material. We have, of course, the four tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. We suggest you get that along with his book, Hostage to the Devil. It's the story of five exorcisms recorded by the Catholic Church, and you get the two of them together, you get a special rate. That's The Wisdom of Malachi Martin four tape set and Hostage to the Devil. We have, of course, the book of The Devil Hunter. It's written by a man who was into Satanism and came out, tried to warn people. He'd go around talking to police departments and explaining what was going on, and then, of course, he'd send somebody from the FBI out to poo-poo the idea. Oh, my goodness. Satanic organizations that are, this just doesn't exist. What's the function of the FBI? To deceive the American people and to suppress the truth. You need to get our book, Satanic Crimes, another book we carry, Programmed to Kill. And these are excellent books to give you the background of the very real satanic movement today. We have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have a four-tape set going into the Skull and Bones Society. And, of course, we carry Alex Jones' excellent video. We recommend it. And that is The Dark Secrets of the Bohemian Grove. So you'll get our four tape set on the Bohemian Grove. You can get Alex Jones' video. And you need to get other people to watch this information. Now, you can go to William J. Kennedy's website. That's williamjkennedy.com. And he has pictures there of the Luciferian initiation into Skull and Bones. We have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones, a number of books on Skull and Bones, but you can see the actual Luciferian initiation there, which takes place every year, where the people, of course, who join Skull and Bones give their allegiance and pledge their allegiance as they bow before a symbol of Lucifer. Understand, this is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. And, of course, there's so much more available at Radio Liberty. But certainly that website is williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. And certainly we carry the book by Mr. Kennedy, Satanic Crimes, and much of this is described in his book, Satanic Crimes. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. We're involved in a spiritual battle. You need to get my DVD and or the VHS, The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret, and it comes with a syllabus. You get the two of them together at a reduced rate. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD or VHS that goes with that. You need to get Chris Pinto's excellent DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, his second in the series, and these were award-winning, very professionally done productions, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. Let me understand, ladies and gentlemen, these things are not imaginary. The demonic forces are here. We need your help to get it out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, for our provision and our protection.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the first part of our program, we're going to have with us our good friend G. Edward Griffin, who I've known for 45 years since he came to my home back in December of 1962 and helped get me involved in this, experience of 45 years. We've been at this learning and trying to get the information out, as is he, and certainly Mr. Griffin is one of the leaders of the conservative Christian movement in our land today. But he has been very, very concerned about some of the things that are going on, specifically some recent presidential directives put out by the President of the United States, which lay the foundation for a dictatorship. And so with that as a background, Ed, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story and tell our listeners about your concerns.
Well, yes, I'll be happy to do that, Stan. It's not going to take very long. This is a very serious issue, but it's a very simple issue to understand. About 2 weeks ago, in fact, it was on July 17, that President Bush issued an executive order. It didn't come to my attention until about a week later. I saw it circulating on the Internet, and I could hardly believe what I was reading. The wording didn't sound too shocking, but when you understand what the words meant and you understood what the agendas are that are going on in Washington today, it was very shocking to me. Basically, what the executive order said is that anyone who opposes his Middle East foreign policy is apt to have their personal property blocked. And it's all done in the name of preserving tranquility in the Middle East and all those good-sounding things. But when you boil it right down, it meant that anybody who opposed the foreign policy of the present administration could be classified as someone who was interfering with the peace process and the stabilization process, and that they could have their personal property blocked. Now, blocked isn't the same as confiscated, but it might as well be, because if you can't have access to your bank account or to your house or to your car or whatever in your safety deposit box, it's the same as being confiscated. And so I was very concerned about it, and that's when I sent an email blast out to everybody on my list, and that's when you picked it up. And so I alerted everybody to it, and I suggested, no, more than suggested, I urged everyone to get on the horn, get on the email, get on the letter pad, and let your congressmen and senators know. Now, I'm not much of one for writing to your congressmen and to your senators, because for the most part, I think these guys are part of the problem. But this, I felt, was a big exception because I felt it was necessary to demonstrate that there was a huge groundswell of public opposition to at least slow these guys down, if not to convince them, if not to change them, change their opinion or their political views, at least slow them down with a tsunami of protest. And so that's when I sent out the email, Stan. And, of course, right away, some people said, oh, well, if you read the words of the executive order, it doesn't say that at all. It's just talking about those bad terrorists from outside of the country. And it's just talking about people who have committed acts of violence or who are going to commit acts of violence. And, of course, that is, if you want to take that interpretation, that is what the words seem to say. But when you go back and actually read the wording of the executive order, Stan, it is exactly what my interpretation is. For example, the executive order says this, and I'm quoting it, any person determined to have committed or to pose a significant risk of committing an act of violence.
Hold that thought for just a minute, please, Ed.
Yes, all right.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Stan Swett Griffin is urging people to send letters to the congressman, to call, to email, to fax them, and let them know that the American people are indignant at these new presidential directives or executive orders that threaten to take away property and bank accounts and everything people own, and leave them penniless if they are deemed to be either have opposed the president's position or have the potential to oppose the president's position. And I share your concern. Ed, why don't you finish up your thoughts?
Well, yes, this is about as serious as it gets, in my opinion. You know, there's been a lot of assaults on our freedom recently, and we've taken each one and gone, oh, boy, that was a hard hit. But this looks like it's pretty close to the finish line. There's none, I don't think, with such totality or finality as this. And I think we have to draw the line in the sand on this issue. And I think the American people have to rediscover their indignation, and they have to get off their couches and send a tsunami of protest to Washington. You know, there's no need to explain why this is important. There's nothing that can be said that would be more motivating, I think, than the stark possibility of a police state in which citizens lose their property if they disagree with the leader. So that's about as serious as it gets. And so I urge people to contact their senators and their congressmen with a short but very explicit message to the effect that you expect them to introduce or support fast-track legislation to rescind the executive order in a few more days. Let's see, what's the date today? It's a few more days, and it's going to become the effective law unless Congress does something about it. And then I think...
But is Congress in recess?
There you go. I hadn't thought about that, of course. So it's not going to happen. But it can still be undone if Congress really wanted to do it. So that doesn't get them off the hook. And I think there's certainly no better precedent for calling for impeachment right now. I mean, this is absurd, in my opinion. So that's the first step. And the next thing, I think, is to compile a list of every organization, every publication, every journalist, website, talk show host, community leader who understands the significance of this executive order, and send it to us here. We're trying to get together a communications hub among all people of like mind so we can coordinate some kind of a national coalition on this issue. And then the third thing is just to send a copy of this message to everybody that you know. We just got to get going on this.
All right, now how can people then send a list that they've compiled of people who they think should be involved? How can they get that to you?
Well, send it to me. I've opened up one of my email boxes for that. It's ge.griffin@verizon.net. ge.griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, @verizon.net. And we'll try and get everybody on those lists. Make sure we have their email addresses or some way to contact them. Just sending us names doesn't help us very much. But we'll try and get everybody together and be putting out communiques on this issue.
All right, fine, Ed. Well, thank you very much for everything you're doing today, and thank you for everything you've done for almost half a century.
Well, thank you very much, Stan. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. God bless. All right, fine. Well, that was Ed Griffin, and certainly a man of integrity and a man of principle who I certainly personally will vouch for. Now, if we're going to have open lines for the rest of this afternoon, so if you'd like to give us a call, our number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, I would just comment that this afternoon I was going through some... the files, we were going to get rid of some older files, and I came across an article that was written somewhere in the 1990s, appearing in the San Francisco Chronicle, in the San Francisco Sentinel, but it was a takeoff from an AP article that was published across the country about the parallel government. And it pointed out that during the Reagan administration, there was a parallel government. It had existed. Working behind the scenes. It was engaged in illegal activity. It talked about Oliver North, of course, who was part of this parallel government, working for Admiral Poindexter and others. And he had a tremendous power. He could actually divert the satellites that were up in the sky so that they could track Soviet ships. And he was working on a program to suspend the Constitution and begin arresting dissidents and putting them into concentration camps. And, of course, this whole idea of doing away with our system of constitutional government and establishing a dictatorship and turning management over the entire United States over to FEMA. And these things were all going on during the Reagan administration. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they continue to this day. because there are people who have a different worldview. Any of you like copies of this article? Why it's, we're going to call it the I think the parallel government article, and we'll be glad to send you one. You know, I thought it was important enough that we wanted to make copies up and make it available to you. There's been a plan for a long period of time how to bring about a dictatorship in America, but you have to understand that they realized that it was going to be very difficult to do. You had to have an incident that would get the American people to go along with that. And I would simply quote here from page 180 of the book written by Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, the chairman and co-chairman of the 911 Commission. Now, remember, both of these members of Council on Foreign Relations, Lee Hamilton, is part of the elite group, the Trilateral Commission. But they're talking about, you know, why was it that the government, knowing full well the attack was coming, and a terrorist attack was imminent in September of the year 2001, they did nothing. And I'm quoting now from what they wrote. Remember, these are both members of the elite that rule our government. They're part of the 911 Commission that concealed what really happened. And as you know, they took testimony from 1,200 people, and 1,100 of those testimonies were locked up for 50 years so the American people would never know what really happened on 911. But let me read to you from page 180 of their book. Jamie Gorelick pressed the issue of why the Bush administration had not held senior-level meetings on counterterrorism before September 2001, and why more had not been done to take defensive measures in response to the threat reporting over the spring and summer. Condoleezza Rice pointed out that the nation simply wasn't prepared to take dramatic action against Al-Qaeda before 9/11. Either abroad or in reforming government at home, and said, and I quote, until there is a catastrophic event that forces people to think differently, that forces people to overcome all customs and old culture and old fears about domestic intelligence, you don't get that sort of change. So let me read what she said once again. Until there is a catastrophic event that forces people to think differently, that forces people to overcome all customs and old culture and old fears about domestic intelligence, you don't get that sort of change. They needed a dramatic event, and lo and behold, the day after the plan for the attack on Afghanistan was completed, there was suddenly a terrorist attack on the 11th of September 2001. And less than 3 weeks later, we had our forces deployed in Afghanistan. How long do you think it ordinarily takes to deploy forces in a foreign country? Why, of course, it takes a matter of many months of planning it. If we had them on the ground there in 3 weeks, why? Because it was all planned ahead of time. And you know that one of the hijackers actually defected? If any of you doubt that, we'd be glad to send you a copy of the page from the initial evaluation, the investigation, the so-called the Joint Senate-Congress Intelligence Committee investigation of the 18th of September 2002, where Eleanor Hill, who was the head of that investigation, talked about the hijacker who defected in April of 2000 and walked into the FBI office there in Newark, New Jersey, and said, I'm a hijacker. I was trained in Pakistan. I'm part of a group of terrorists who are here to hijack your airplanes. And, of course, everybody was fascinated there in the office in Newark, and they gave him lie detector tests and checked out his story, and then they reported to Washington, D.C. And what do you think they did at FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C.? They said, get that man out of the country immediately. They said FBI agents with him, on his transatlantic trip to London. They never once asked him where he was trained, who the other hijackers were. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are intelligent, just ask yourself, is that logical? And if that really happened, why doesn't every American know it? Well, if you'd like the pages from those reports, we actually have them, and they're still available upon the Internet. But you don't have to go searching for them. We have them. We'll be glad to provide it for you. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like the pages from Thomas Keene's book, we'll send it to you. They needed an incident. Why? Because they wanted to get through the Patriot Act, the Office of Homeland Security Act. They wanted, of course, to get through all of this legislation that would allow them to have concentration camps. You know, they're paying Halliburton $385 million a year to build concentration camps, to stand by to have those ready. They're refurbishing the Japanese concentration camps from the Second World War. They passed the Military Commission Act, and this was in October of last year. The John Warner Defense Appropriation Act, which even Liberal Senator Patrick Leahy has said is an invitation to a military dictatorship. And then, of course, this latest atrocity that Ed was talking about. Where is the outcry? Do you care about freedom? You think it couldn't happen here? Why not? Well, maybe if God is just, it will happen here. But then you will be partly responsible.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I'm having open lines this afternoon, so if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly all this effort to monitor the American people, to track the American people, to collect dossiers on the American people, to listen to our telephone calls and to listen to our read our faxes and our emails. This has been going on for a long period of time, but they are using the so-called threat of terrorism to justify doing this legally. However, the listening to the telephone calls and the reading of the fax has been around for 25 years. The emails has been around since the internet became popular. And we know about this. We carry a book written many years ago called NSA, Big Brother is Watching You. What is the NSA? It's a super secret, a federal organization, probably with 100,000 employees. And nobody ever dares talk about it. In fact, NSA stands for No Such Agency. Actually, it's the National Security Agency. It is part of the intelligence apparatus of our country. And supposedly it's there to protect us from the wicked communists. But, of course, you only believe that if you haven't read our material on how we've financed communism since its inception, because you need an enemy. If you have not yet read the four newsletters we have from March, April, May, and June of this year, and we put them together in a pamphlet called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, taken after a talk that was given by Solzhenitsyn back in 1975. We called the where he referred to the Communist Capitalist Alliance, and what's really so interesting, if you see references to that, in other publications, they always give the wrong page numbers so you can't find it, or somebody always just puts in the wrong page numbers from the Congressional Record, because the speech is reduplicated in the Congressional Record. But why would they put the wrong page numbers? Because if you go to the Congressional Record and you look it up, it just isn't there. And this is a standard technique, either that or they misspelled names, or you try to get information, they'll deluge you with all sorts of unimportant information, and then withhold the important information, like the pictures of the plane hitting the Pentagon, and they've released two pictures on separate occasions from different video cameras, and neither one show anything, but they tell you it shows something. And are you going to believe your lying eyes, or certainly are you going to believe what you're told? And that is, you can see the plane there. And I defy you to look at that and tell me you're seeing the plane that they describe. Why are they withholding the video pictures, which they have, from dozens of cameras that were watching the Pentagon on September 11th? Because they don't want you to know what happened that day. And there's a great deal of information to conceal the truth. But be that as it may, the big problem we have is that we know very well that they are planning a dictatorship. They have been monitoring our telephone calls and reading our emails and faxes long before 911. And if you don't need to believe that, you need to get the book, NSA, Big Brother is Watching. Or go up on the internet and look up Project Echelon, ESCHALON. ESCHALON, you'll find this goes back into the 1980s. They've been doing it certainly illegally. But then who are you going to report to when the government is doing something illegally? And maybe if you report it, they'll seize your property. They'll seize your bank account. You say it can't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, in America today we have 7 million Americans either in prison, probation or parole. 7 million Americans, prison, probation or parole. Many of them are innocent people who were former government employees who tried to get the truth out. If you want to get document what we're saying, the books, Defrauding America by Rodney Stitch, and then, of course, Drugging America by Rodney Stitch, and they're both available from Radio Liberty. You need to understand that people who try to get the truth out, even members of Congress sometimes, end up being arrested under trumped-up charges. They'll plant somebody in their office, and they'll plant false evidence, and then they'll take them off to prison. And, of course, many times you're incapable of getting a fair trial. That's what happened to George Hanson, Congressman George Hanson, congressman from Idaho, an honest, hard-working, God-fearing man. And they arrested him on trumped-up charges. They took him to prison. They tortured him for 10 years. And then they said, oh, George, sorry, we suddenly found we didn't have the authorization. You didn't really commit a crime. Too bad. Your health is ruined. Your family is destroyed. You're financially bankrupt. Why, here's $10. You can leave prison now.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says. This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
The moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And of course, right now we have Eric calling from Compton. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Would love to hear from you. You don't have to be talking on anything I'm talking on. This is Open Lines on Thursday afternoon. We actually wanted you to hear what Ed Griffin had to say, and so we thought we'd just do Open Lines. Let's go to Eric, and again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Eric, how are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
I've got a couple of several things I want to run by. I'll do it as quickly as possible. The Dow Jones here recently has been like flip-flopping all over the place, down 200, up 100 the next day, down 400. Does that give you any kind of indication of like where we are financially or how soon this thing is gonna fold in on itself?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that it is illegal to manipulate the stock market. However, that doesn't bother the elite who run things, and so there's something known as the plunge protection team. It's also known as the working group on financial markets. That's the official title, the working group on financial markets, but it's called the plunge protection team. It was authorized under the Reagan administration, and it consists of people from the Federal Reserve System, from some of our big banks, some of our big stock brokers, and certainly from the U.S. Treasury, and they simply create money out of nothing, and they manipulate the stock market to keep it from falling, and they could actually keep that market up, even if there was no justification for it, indefinitely. And if you watch the pattern of the stock market, what will really usually happen is it'll drop dramatically and be down almost all day, and then just at the very end of the day, coming in from the Cayman Islands, comes in all these orders for stocks, and you'll notice that all the stocks then go up, and they're trying to keep this thing from falling apart. And if we were still an isolated nation, why, they'd be able to, but we're no longer isolated. The stock markets of the entire world are beginning to implode, and certainly credit is beginning to dry up. They, of course, for many years been able to manipulate the commodity market so they could keep the price of commodities down and impoverish the people in the third world. And do you realize that almost half of the world, people of the world, live in abject poverty with, of course, incomes of about $2 or less per day. $2 a day. And that's because, of course, the ruling elite here has kept these people enslaved through the manipulation of prices, and certainly by killing off and assassinating world leaders who would not go along with the dictates of America. This was covered in the Church Committee hearings, where it was talked about how they killed, you know, the Trujillo, the president I think it was Guatemala, or maybe it was anyway, one of the Central American rulers, democratically elected, Patrice Lumumba was democratically elected. Certainly, the president of Iran, who was democratically elected, and of course we overthrew him, and then he was eventually assassinated. You know, this is how the world is really run. In fact, we have a great book called "The Secret History of the American Empire." And so we've been able to manipulate the world, but now, of course, you have China, which is beginning to act independently, and India, with 1 billion people acting independently, and they're not going to be able to continue manipulating these stock markets, and some of these other countries are going to be looking after their own interests. And I really fear, of course, what's going to happen is that they are intentionally going to collapse our currency and our industries here, because they've got to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people if they're going to create their new world order. And with this, they've got to, hey, you can't have a world government unless you have a world currency, so they've got to destroy the currency here in the United States. And out of the chaos that will come, the American people will demand a stable world currency, and that is already being planned. You can read about it in Foreign Affairs magazine, which is the official publication of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is, for all intents and purposes, America's invisible or parallel government.
Actually, that's why I opposed the question to begin with. The flip-flopping that is doing here lately with the 400, then 200, it's like it hasn't been like that in a while. I mean, it So the bit, does that give you any kind of indication that we're, if this thing is about to happen in the very near future?
Well, I think it is happening, and I think that the only reason it is not falling and falling precipitously is because they're jacking it back up again at the end of the day. They come in with all these orders out of the Cayman Islands.
How long do you think they can keep this up, Dr. Smith?
Well, I think probably for a few more months. It will really depend upon what happens to the Chinese economy, what happens to the Indian economy, what happens over in Russia. But if the whole world economy begins to contract, the people who control our economy are going to lose control. And once, of course, that happens, then the American dollar will no longer be the reserve currency of the world. And the trillions of dollars that we have sent overseas will come flooding back in here. And one of the most significant things is the fact that countries throughout the world, and about half a dozen of the largest ones, have created something called sovereign wealth organization. And what they're really doing is they're taking all the dollars they have, and they're going to go out and start buying things with it. And now, who wants American dollars? Well, about the only place they can really get rid of them, is here in America. So they're coming over here and buying up America. They're buying up, they've already bought up the New Jersey Turnpike, the Ohio Turnpike, the Chicago Skyway. They're buying up our corporations, almost 25% of our corporations, like Westinghouse, that used to be American, are no longer American. They're coming in and buying our grocery chains. They're coming in and buying up our corporations. And soon we will be in the same position that the other third world countries are in, where everything is owned by foreigners.
I love the definition that I learned from your show of what inflation is. I try and explain to people, it's not that prices are going up, it's that the value of our dollar is going down.
And really the inflation rate in America, the real inflation rate, about 11.2%. If they continue creating credit at the rate it's going, it'll be up to 14 or 15% by next year. And it won't be too long before we're like it is over in Zimbabwe, Rhodesia, where when I went to Africa, why the Rhodesian dollars took three American dollars to buy a Rhodesian dollar. Today it takes 200,000 Rhodesian dollars to buy one American dollar.
You know, I tell you, they keep coming up with these game shows that just give away millions. The latest game show now gives away $10 million. That speaks volumes to the value of the American dollar.
I think it really does. $10 million doesn't buy as much as it used to, that's for sure.
Still a lot of money, but yeah. One thing I also wanted to ask you about talk show hosts. I remember when I first kind of got into this, what was going on in the world, what was really going on in the world. I remember the airwaves in L.A. used to be dominated by, you had a few conservative talk show hosts, but mostly it was dominated by a liberal talk show host. Then a Republican gets in office. Now they seem to be dominated by conservative talk show hosts. And what they do the same, they're doing the same things the Democrats were. They only give you like one side of the issue. We have a couple down here who are very popular, like Dennis Prager. And I just wonder, the guy is so smart. And, you know, he defends Christianity, and he's real good at that kind of thing. But, you know, when it comes to, you can't mention 9/11, they'll just call you a bunch of names, call you crazy, call you silly. You can't talk, he promotes the, he thinks that we ought to be in, he's very much for the war. When it comes to the real hardcore issues, and this is one reason I love listening to your show, you keep us abreast of what's really going on in the world. These guys, they have a very big following, but it comes to the real issues, they'll just call you nuts if you even hit it. 911 might have been staged.
Well, of course, I always like to refer to them as the finest conservatives money can buy. And, of course, they've got the liberal talk show hosts, they've got the conservative talk show hosts, and neither one of them will talk about the real issues or the spiritual forces that are energizing this whole movement towards the New World Order, the New World Religion.
They have a very
leader.
Big following, though, Dr. Stan.
Oh, I know they do, Eric. But all we can do is do our best. And I figure that God's going to bring the people to listen to our programs that are supposed to listen. And I remember what Benjamin Franklin said, and it's so true. The older I get, the more convinced I am that God does rule in the affairs of man.
Two more quick questions. One, you got any movies? Anytime you recommend a movie, I always go rent it. Because when it has to do something about what's going on in America, what's transpired in the American government, or what's going on. I love when you recommend movies. You got any movies off the top of your head you can recommend?
Well, there's this one about Noah, and I can't really think what the name of it is, but it's the story of Noah and the Great Flood. And maybe somebody could call and give the exact one. But we went to see that, and it was really a very, very good movie. And that's the reason they banned it. But.
Okay. Well, one other thing. I called yesterday to the order, the talk about 1969, the talk that the guy gave in 1969. I couldn't remember the name of it, so I couldn't order it.
You mean the 1969? No, I'm sorry. Which
you gave a talk in 1969, and you failed to.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, fine. There were two things in 1969. One was the talk that was given by Dr. Richard Day.
That's the one.
And of course,
the
more tape set is called the New Order of the Barbarians.
The New Order of the Barbarians.
And get the transcript that goes with that.
Okay, is there a DVD or just a tape?
No, it's just a four tape set.
The New Order of the Barbarians.
Right.
Thank you. I could not think of that. You had no idea what I was talking about.
And of course, the movie is Evan Almighty. Evan Almighty.
Evan Almighty.
And it's a parody on Noah and the Flood and Noah and the Ark. But it's so well done, and it's wholesome. It's worthwhile. And I really recommend it too. As far as the CD set, we can either get the New Order of the Barbarian in either four tapes or four CDs. But it's a very important set. Nobody has anything quite like it. The other thing that happened in 69, of course, was when Dr. MacArthur testified before the House Appropriations Committee and asked for $10 million so that the military could come up with a new organism for which to be no immune response, a new means of mass killing. And he wanted the money. And we have that complete testimony. We send out free of charge a two or three page summary, but we do have the entire text, which somebody in government had sent to both myself and to Joyce Riley about the same time, because they wanted us to know what was really going on. And of course, the plan to create terrible new diseases to infect the American people and people throughout the world.
All right, Dr. Stan, thank you so much.
God bless, and thanks for calling, Eric. And
you're welcome.
Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And let's go to Kelly. Hi, Kelly, how are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan, I'm doing great. I love your program. I listen every day. I have a question. I heard some time ago a program you did, and I think this is correct, about military weapons testing in Southwest America. Back in the 40s, I think it was. Does that ring a bell to you? Or?
Well, we know that they tested the atom bomb and the other weapons of that sort. We know, of course, that they've sprayed different parts of our country just to see how the wind would go. In fact, I was at a meeting this last weekend, Doctors for Defense Preparedness, and one of the men who'd worked for the military for many years was talking about these experiments when they would go along the west coast of California and spray various things. And he mentioned how at one time they'd sprayed something called serratia, a very harmless bacteria, just to see how it would, of course, be dispersed. What he didn't mention is they just accidentally happened to kill some people with it. And those lawsuits were covered up for years. And eventually there was a lawsuit over a man who was at Stanford University. And a number of people at Stanford University developed infections from it. One of them died. But it's been constantly covered up because, you see, the elite, they just like to play these little war games. Oh, let's see how the bacteria spread out there. And of course, if you want documentation on it, we do have a report. It's called the Rockefeller Committee Report. Came out of the Veterans Administration in 1994 over the name of J. Rockefeller. And it tells about all the horrible experiments they've done on our servicemen and on the American people without their knowledge or consent. Because, you see, the elite, well, they like to play these little games as long as somebody else, their father or brother or son, are dying.
It was called Rockefeller?
We call it the Rockefeller Report, actually. Okay. It came out of the Veterans Administration. It's rather inexpensive. I think it's only $9.95. Mm-hmm. But it was actually published by the U.S. Printing Office. Of course, they only printed 30 of them for the entire nation, other than those that they gave away to members of the committee, the Senate committee. And when I called the U.S. Printing Office and said, why did you only print 30 of them? He said, they're so expensive to print up, and that's why we only printed 30. Well, I bought 20 of them at the time, and we've reproduced it now on our own since then. And, of course, they don't want the American people to know about this sort of thing. I mean, you might be offended to realize that the elite really don't care about you, and they're quite willing to spread new diseases. They really want to kill off the majority of the American people. People never ask why it was that in the early parts of the last century, we're talking about, say, about 1910, only 3% of the American people got cancer, and certainly by today, 50% of the American people get cancer, and the number's rising, and nobody ever asks, why did you go from 3% to 50%, and especially when you have a war on cancer to stop cancer? Well, maybe the same reason you have a war on poverty, we get more poverty. A war on drugs, we get more drugs. A war on terror, we get more terror. And we got a war, certainly, on cancer. And what do you know? We get a lot more cancer.
Yes. The reason I was asking, my mother grew up down there in Utah area. She moved around. Well, she came up with what they say is multiple sclerosis, but I don't think that's what it is.
Well, we do carry another book called The Dreadful Skull Valley Incident about some of the experiments, but those, I think, were primarily in Nevada. They may have been in Utah as well, as when they were actually releasing various poisons and poison gases, and, of course, it killed a lot of sheep, and it was an extremely unfortunate incident when all these sheep died there. But, of course, they've contaminated large parts of our country with their dangerous, lethal chemicals and, of course, with their neurological material. But we had to do that because of the wicked communists, you see. The only trouble was we were financing the communists all the time. And on one hand, we're building weapons of mass destruction to kill them. On the other hand, we're financing their leaders. You have to ask yourself, why would you do something like that? Doesn't make sense. Anyway, hope you...
Skull Valley?
Bye-bye. God bless. We're out of time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuke. If you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, if you'd like to get some of the things we talk about, we do carry the Rockefeller Committee report. It's actually a report from the Veterans Administration. It came out in 1994, and we just republished that on our own. You already need to see my talk on planned population reduction. It's a 2-hour and 20-minute DVD. The shorter version, which is available on either a VHS or a DVD called None Dare Call It Genocide. Our talk on population control. We have a 4-CD or 4-tape set on population control. Gets into why they've really outlawed DDT. Why did they really outlaw DDT? Because it was hurting the fishies and the birds. No. This was killing too many lives. And, of course, since we banned DDT and forced the black community throughout the world and third world nations to ban it, we probably killed almost 100 million people. And now they said, oh, shucks, we suddenly decide it's not so poisonous after all, and it's all right to spray with it. And now we're going to stop killing so many people. And we're going to allow them to spray with DDT. 100 billion people have died, and now they decided it's not harmful. Well, I'll tell you one of the problems with DDT, it actually cut down on the incidence of cancer, and then the people who worked in the factories where they produced the DDT, they didn't get the cancer incidence. They did the adjacent areas. Is that why they outlawed it? And then, of course, you get into the background of why they want to fluoridate our water. It has nothing to do with helping little children's teeth, because if you look at the statistics, and you really look at the statistics, you'll find out that there is no significant difference in dental caries in the children in areas with fluoridated water or not. And if there was really, we'd done away with dental caries, then why do they have dental caries in children in San Francisco and in New York City, where they fluoridated the water for so long? Why do they have so many children there with dental caries? And nobody ever asked those questions. No, certainly they're fluoridating our water because it increases the incidence of cancer. It increases the incidence of thyroid disease. It decreases fertility. It lowers the intelligence. Yes, and you certainly don't want smart people. They might figure out what you're up to. And, of course, they're poisoning us with mercury, and they're poisoning us with aspartame. You need to get our material on water fluoridation. My talk on the hidden agenda, and, of course, the syllabus goes with that, and you get the two together at a decreased price. But you need to get our 4-tape sets. We have 2 great 4-tape sets on water fluoridation. We have, of course, videos, is your drinking water safe? We have about 3 DVDs on water fluoridation. You need to get them. You need to watch them. You need to inform others. They're poisoning our children. They're doing the same thing with the vaccines. They're doing the same things, certainly with aspartame and MSG. Everybody's talking about the obesity epidemic. Oh, all those children are so fat. They don't tell you that the animal studies have known this for almost 50 years. that if you feed animals aspartame and MSG, they become pathological obesity because it produces a lesion in the hypothalamus. But they can't tell you they're poisoning our children. They're poisoning their mind, their fertility, producing diabetes, producing tumors, all sorts of tumors directly related to this. And this is one of the reasons why the incidence of cancer is going up. They're intentionally poisoning our people. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. You need to get our four tape sets on aspartame and mercury. Probably one of the best things we have.
Toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take. Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 70...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Rescuers are giving little information about the two bodies found in the wreckage of the Minneapolis Bridge. The death toll now stands at 7. At least 6 people are still believed to be in the Mississippi River. 3 days after miners were trapped in a cave-in, rescuers hope they'll soon punch a 2.5-inch hole through about 1,900 feet of rock and see if they're still alive. A co-owner of the mine in Utah warns the men may be dead.